We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles left guard Dennis Kelly, who on Monday night gets his first regular season appearance since 2012. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I mean, the crowd was into it.
Yeah.
A lot of intensity, a lot of pressure. How was it? Like, just tell me pregame going into it. How was it for you?
You know, it was great. Obviously, there were some nerves going in pregame because it has been so long. I think that's a good thing because if you still have those nerves, it still means you're excited for it. But as soon as I ran onto the field, it was all gone. You know, I was playing football, and, it was a great game to come back to, really.
Yeah, it was an awesome game. What was it like in the huddle there, Dennis, toward the end of the game? Defense gets the stop,
mm-hmm.
Colts punt, Eagles have the ball first and 10 on the 40-yard line. Was there a sense of, hey, we are going to go down and score here?
Absolutely. You know, there was a lot of confidence. There wasn't, a lot of guys that were real tense, so none of that. It was, pretty much just like any other huddle. Everyone seemed pretty relaxed, pretty sure of what was going to happen, just making sure. Obviously, there were reminders of, what not to do, and especially with, 2-minute offense. But there seemed to be, a good silent confidence about ourselves.
Chip Kelly said after the game that you played well. You're staying at left guard. Mm-hmm. You got to be feeling pretty good about things.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously that first game is, kind of a big one just to kind of build confidence and just, show that you can still play and, belong out there. And, I think it went well, and, hopefully it keeps going.
Interesting career, Dennis. I mean, you've only been here for 3 years. You get a lot of playing time as a rookie mm-hmm. during an absolutely just disastrous season. But for you, a good foundation mm-hmm. at guard and at tackle. And then you have the back injury and last year on the roster but didn't play. I mean, mentally, physically, very challenging for you.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster just because, I've seen, early success, obviously getting on the field very quick. And last year was a test just because I think mentally it was hard not being able to go out and play. Coming into camp, I was considered the sixth man, the first one off the bench, and, the back injury comes up, and, obviously I stayed healthy, which is great. Mm-hmm. Al did really well taking advantage of the opportunity. But, when you see that, you see everyone that you're working with playing and knowing that, I was coming back off the injury, it was a little disappointing just to try and, obviously after the rookie year, too.
Take this, Robert. Do you feel like you're not part of the team, that you haven't earned your place?
Right, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And there was a bit of that feel because I do think obviously I wasn't dressing. There was that kind of, I was on active roster. I was still doing everything, but it was still kind of one of those things where, I was just there to practice. And, obviously I'm very thankful for the fact that, I was there. I got to practice, so I was able to learn a lot, throughout last year.
Talk about Jeff Stoutland and what he does to make this group work. It seems very interchangeable. Mm-hmm. With you and Andrew on Monday night, offense still 458 yards, 30 points. Why does it work kind of no matter who's in there?
I think Stout does a fantastic job. I think he really stresses on details, and I think his concepts are very, very they're good, they're very strong, and he believes in them. And I think he preaches that, and he teaches the offensive line to believe in it too. And I think it really shows when you can, like you say, interchange people. Al last year against Green Bay, and obviously last Monday, it shows that everyone in that room, buys in and does, what he's teaching, which, obviously is working.
When did it all click for you?
I think it really, clicked probably first or second week of camp. I was playing, I was healthy again playing. They moved me back to guard, and, once I, accepted and started running with it, I think I really took off with it.
Dennis, when you practice all week, the fans watch the games, they watch it on TV, they go to the stadiums, and they have the glory of those on the field. When you practice all week and then find out that you're not going to be up, what is it? What do you do on the sidelines? I mean, do you stay in it mentally? Do you feel down? Mm-hmm. What's your approach been?
Last year I did it. I tried to get like mental reps off of it. Obviously, I kind of had a better idea that I wasn't going to dress compared to like the Jacksonville game. But you work so hard during the week and you don't want to just kind of throw it away. So you might as well, you're on the sideline, you're able to watch the game, but you might as well, try and figure out what you would have done in that situation. And also you can help the guys out on the field. I know last year I helped Lane a lot, telling him what he was doing right, doing wrong, just trying to give him, another point of view on things, so it's not just all coming from Stout.
When you experience that sour, does the sweet of playing in a game, is it just that much sweeter?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it felt really good to be able to get back out there. You know, and it was, fortunately, it was, in Indy. It was a great win. And
yeah, but so. Back near Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Had some of your home boys there, I'm
exactly,
sure.
Exactly, yeah.
What's Washington look like? Early preview.
You know, they look pretty good. Obviously, they had, both offensively and defensively, they had a great game last week. And, up front, they're pretty good. You have two good edge rushers. And then, they added Hatcher. So it will be a good test for us, but I think we'll be able to handle it.
If you were in a 30-yard race with Darren Sproles, how many yards would he beat you by?
I'm probably going to say about 25.
That's right. At least you're honest. Dennis mm-hmm. Kelly, keep up the good work, man.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad to see
that.
You back in the lineup. Glad things are going well.
Thanks, Dave.
Dennis
it.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.